the low to mid-90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Check out ASE Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The search for a murder suspect is over this morning. Officials tell us Jamal Brown was taken into custody in Auburn Sunday. Brown is believed to have been involved in the shooting death of 18-year-old Cedric Howard in the 400 block of MLK Boulevard in Tuskegee Saturday night. The bodies of two missing boaters at Lake Jordan have now been recovered. They went missing after a boating accident Thursday night near Weoka Creek. Five others were injured in the crash. And Montgomery fire crews battled two vacant house fires Sunday. The first was at Eric Lane and Cherry Hill Road near Regency Park in southeast Montgomery. The second was in the 700 block of Davidson Street in West Montgomery. No injuries were reported, and the cause of the fires remains under investigation. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Residents in Southern California, the ground rattling over and over again after that 7.1 magnitude quake Friday night near Ridgecrest. As many as 30,000 aftershocks may rock the towns near the epicenter in the next year.
A South Florida shopping center unrecognizable.
Building explodes, huh?
From a blast many couldn't believe, they survived.
Actor Cameron Boyce, known for his roles in the Disney Channel show Jesse and the Descendants movies, has passed away.
A billionaire rested after flying in from Paris. Law enforcement officials say Jeffrey Epstein abused dozens of girls.
And one of those early cables, the United Kingdom ambassador to the U.S., Sir Kim Dark, suggested that President Trump might be in debt to dodgy Russians.
Music legend Stevie Wonder. The singer surprising the audience in London's Hyde Park, announcing he'll be taking a break from touring to get a kidney transplant in September.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. First time callers, need to let Joey, the producer, know. We'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from one of my favorite places, Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. I want to tell you something. Went to Sweet Creek Farm Market and I cooked the red pepper that I got there, and then I had some other peppers that I got from other location. It was amazing the difference of the flavor for that red bell pepper that came from Sweet Creek Farm. So sweet. It had incredible taste to it. You could, as soon as I cut into it, you could smell it. It was absolutely amazing. Sweet Creek Farm Market is a great place. You need to go down, say hi to Karen and Reed Ingram, and tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. And play with the chickens and the goats. Okay, so Martha's going to be interviewing the new head of DHS. And she's going to start out on the setup. She's going to be talking about these new polls, because this is an ABC Washington Post poll that came out yesterday. I'm surprised that she's leading the show with this.
Brand new ABC News Washington Post poll.
But listen how
she
counts.
President's approval rating at 44%. That's a career high in our poll. And yet, 53% disapprove of his performance, making President Trump the only president in modern history to have majority disapproval ratings for his first 2.5 years in office. And just 40% of Americans approve of how he's handling his signature issue, immigration. The numbers there falling sharply along partisan lines. The overwhelming majority of Americans agree immigration as a whole will factor heavily into their 2020 vote. And of course, the backdrop, the growing evidence of a humanitarian crisis on the southern border. That New York Times article, drawing from interviews with current and former Border Patrol agents, detailing outbreaks of scabies, shingles, and chickenpox spreading among the hundreds of children who were being held in cramped cells in a detention center in Clint, Texas. This comes just days after a government report also showed images of overcrowding in some detention centers. That report alleging many children were being denied regular access to showers or a change of clothes. This Independence Day weekend, these allegations have ignited a debate about American values and how people in government custody can and should be treated.
Okay. So did you notice how she threw in there that the lowest, he had his highest point, but still the lowest of anybody, any president in the second year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I, being the little investigative reporter kind of guy that I am, I went to go look that up.
Okay.
And what she's talking about, she was very careful in the words that she used. On their second year. Not at this time in their second year, but their second year.
Well, what I heard her say is this is the only president in modern history that has all had a majority negative approval for the first 2 years.
Well, Obama started out high, and then he went low, and then Obama's numbers are actually lower than where Trump's numbers are now.
Right. I assume, well, when I heard her say that, I assumed, yeah, Trump didn't get a honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Right out of the
they
gate.
They shot him right after the wedding.
Right. So, I mean, I'm sure you have the numbers right there in front of you.
Well, that's what it is. Is what the way Obama ends up the second year, and exactly what you said, and during the second year. And so he's never had a positive, but some other people have had a positive. But she didn't say that Obama's numbers are lower than Trump's numbers are right now. That would have been, they had to do, what has Trump done wrong today?
And essentially it's old news, because you're really pointing out the stat she's bringing up is a 2017 stat, that he didn't have a honeymoon period.
And this is what these guys do, is absolutely what they do. Okay, so we had to get that one out of the way. I was kind of surprised that they led with that and even mentioned it, but they did. And so now they're going to be talking to the acting director of DHS. And listen to the question that she asked. And this is amazing to me. Do I have two number twos? Yeah, go to the, not that one, the other number two. that one's actually, I think, a number four. Yeah, do that one.
I know
Listen.
You have been concerned for months about the growing humanitarian crisis. You said it to us about 6 months ago on the show.
That's right.
But I want to begin with that IG report, your own IG report. We saw those disturbing images of the migrants in some of those border facilities and read from the report about overcrowding and unsanitary conditions. This from the report itself as well. 31% of the children at these facilities had been held longer than 72 hours, generally permitted under legal standards. Children at three of the five Border Patrol facilities had no access to showers. Single adults at one facility, some were held in standing room only conditions for a week, and at another, more than a month in overcrowded cells. And although standards require CBP to make a reasonable effort to provide a shower for adults after 72 hours, most single adults had not had a shower in CBP custody, despite several being held, again, for as long as a month. When you read that, when you look at those images, what's your explanation?
My explanation is that it's an extraordinarily challenging situation. That since I saw you on December 30th, we've had over 500,000 people cross our southern border.
The
predominant crossings are made by family units, unaccompanied children, and then single adults. The dates you referenced, the first IG report was on May 10th. On May 11th, I had a press conference at the border talking about our overflowing facilities and the challenging conditions in them. The second IG report was June 10th. On June 11th, I testified in front of Congress talking about the challenges in our facilities and that we needed action on the supplemental so we could provide a better situation. On that night of June 10th, I went on Chris Cuomo and said, no American should be comfortable with the conditions in our facilities. So we've been talking about this. We've been asking for help.
Okay, so, you know, and that's the kind of the setup here. And Marcia is all about feeling and she doesn't kind of get down to the guts of this whole thing. Okay, so now let me make sure I got this right. Do three, and then the other two is actually the four.
You talk about this press conference last week. You spoke about the Clint facility after an earlier AP report described inadequate food, water, and sanitation. Here's what you said about the allegations at Clint.
Unsubstantiated allegations last week regarding a single Border Patrol facility in Clint Station in Texas created a sensation. That's balanced somewhat since several media outlets toured the Clint Station and saw the actual conditions there, a clean and well-managed facility and well-equipped process.
The New York Times report is talking specifically about the Clint facility. Why did you call those allegations unsubstantiated?
Because there's adequate food and water, because the facility's cleaned every day, because I know what our standards are, and I know they're being followed because we have tremendous levels of oversight.
Believe the New York Times?
You don't believe them?
So you're asking...
The stench of the children's dirty clothing was so strong it spread to the agent. They had scabies, chicken pox... Why did you say unsubstantiated?
You just referenced three things that were unsubstantiated. Inadequate food, inadequate water, and unclean cells. None of those have been substantiated. What I have is an Office of Professional Responsibility, an independent office that oversees our operations report, who went to Clint Station in the same time period. We have the juvenile coordinator.
Do you still think they're unsubstantiated, given the New York Times and the El Paso Times report, these specific allegations?
So I don't know which specific allegations you're referencing.
But
I just read.
This is an extraordinarily challenging situation. We had an overflow situation with hundreds of children crossing every day. That's why we were asking for funding for Health and Human Services to provide adequate bed space so those children could be moved from that immediate border processing into a more appropriate setting for children. So I'm not denying that there are challenging situations at the border. I've been the one talking about it the most. What I can tell you right now is that there's adequate food, water, and that the reason those children were at Clint Station in the first place so they could have medical consolidated. They had shower facilities for over a year. There's been showers there. So this is why we tried to provide a better situation for the brief time they're supposed to
spend. The New York Times says that the...
Okay, so you don't believe the New York Times? I mean, basically she's saying, look, the New York Times says so, therefore it's got to be true. Unsubstantiated means there's no... I mean, because they will say multiple times, and Donald Trump, you know, produced no evidence of that. Yeah, how many times have you heard Major Garrett say that?
Well, of course.
But if New York Times says it, they don't seem to ask them for evidence at all. Okay, so now go back and say, can't we just come together here? This is such a touchy-feely liberal thing.
Shouldn't the whole of government get involved in this? What was the actual plan to deal with it? You've been talking about it all these months, but still you have this. And I want to read from the New York Times report as well. New York Times, El Paso Times, have their report from the Clint facility in El Paso. They say it's based on dozens of interviews with current and former Border Patrol agents, as well as detainees, lawyers, some sworn statements. I read the portion earlier about diseases. The report goes on to say the stench of the children's dirty clothing was so strong it spread to the agents' own clothing. People in town would scrunch their noses when they left work. The children cried constantly. One girl seemed like likely enough to kill herself, that the agents made her sleep on a cot in front of them. The reports say agents were heartbroken seeing this. So back to this, why couldn't you do more? Why couldn't the whole of government come together? You knew there was a crisis.
Right. So we've done a tremendous amount. Since December 30th, when we last talked about this, we had 20 medical providers in our facilities, border-wide. Now we have over 200. We had the U.S. Coast Guard come in and support us with their medical corps. We had the Public Health Service Commission Corps. We have pediatricians in Border Patrol stations for the first time in history trying to help address conditions where children are coming across, 300 a day in those months in April and May. One. Two, we've built soft-sided temporary facilities. These are spaces that are much more appropriate, high ceilings, more room for children and families. We've put them both in Donna, Texas, in South Texas, as well as in El Paso to provide additional space. We did all this without the funding, hoping that we would get a supplemental to get ahead of the status. We've bought buses to transport people to better places.
Now, is she going to answer a question of Nancy Pelosi? She can ask a question of Democratic leadership. No, she's not. Because the people are not working with each other. It's the Democrats not working. I mean, they told them what the problem was. They identified the problem. They told them what the needs were. And they ignored it. Remember, they called it a made-up crisis. Now, it's a crisis, but it's a crisis that Donald Trump created. And Donald Trump's management is creating this. Not that they haven't done anything to try to fix it. News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a business owner, how important is it that the first person your clients meet be exceptional? Do you realize they don't actually meet your employee first? They meet the outside of your building first. What you do on the outside of your building tells a customer a lot about what you do on the inside. When customers drive up to any business, a restaurant, a bank, a hospital, what is the first thing they see besides the building itself? They see the landscaping. If the landscaping is beautifully groomed, aesthetically pleasing, and professionally managed, you're going to instantly gain respect and trust. Property Management Source has proven to be one of the most professional landscape management companies in the area for businesses. For your business to succeed, call PMS 593-3341. They know how important a beautifully landscaped, manicured entrance is to any business. Call Property Management Source 593-3341. They are your first impression. If it's outdoor, they do it.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's head to the phones here. Let's go to Doug. Doug, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Well, Dan and Joey, thanks for taking my call.
How are you and how was your fourth?
Yeah, it was great. It was a combination of farm work and a little bit of LLC work, a lot of resting, a lot of eating.
Oh, I like that.
And in your honor, I stepped up from Bud Light to Corona.
Good boy.
You
that's
know,
the way to go.
Special, yes, this special holiday.
There you go.
Dan, I wasn't going to call with this question because I thought I knew the answer, and I'm not that type of person to do that. I just confused myself. Under what administration, whether it was a legislative act or an executive order, under what presidential administration did they decide to start separating the adults from the children? Because, you know, sometimes it's not a real parent, genetic-wise, DNA-wise. Who made that policy?
Well, I think that the system made the policy, and it was first enacted during the Obama administration.
That's what I thought. I wasn't sure. But did Trump do something to make it mandatory that it only be for X number of days if the facilities, you know, if they could support it?
No.
In other words, to make it better? No?
That was the Flores decision created that. That was a Ninth Circuit judge said you can only hold them for 20 days.
For 20 days.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. But Obama was the one that said we needed to separate them. And in my opinion, I mean, look at Epstein. He's a legal citizen. Look what that sicko.
Yeah, exactly. And the problem, they didn't want to have kids and adult, and particularly adult males, in the same facility,
correct.
Even if they were the parents, because there could be something that could happen wrong there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really look forward to, this would be post Democratic convention, and then they select their nominee. I just can't wait. I don't care who it is to Trump's left or right, but when they start talking about the crisis at the border, I mean, he's probably going to get a smirk on his face before he starts talking, because if you build the wall, it goes away. And he's got stats to prove it, Dan. I don't remember now if it's further out west. I know it's a nightmare in Texas, but isn't it in California? Further west, they've got walls.
California has walls from border to border, and they have the lowest rate of people crossing the border.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm enjoying the show, Dan.
Thanks, sir. I'm glad you had a good fourth, and I'm glad you moved over to Corona.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Eric. Eric, welcome aboard the Demo Show.
Hola.
Hola, Eric. How you been, brother?
I'm doing great.
So how was your fourth?
Yeah, it was awesome. I drank all the beer I could hold. And
there you
ate
go.
All I could eat and ate watermelon to my heart's content.
There you go.
Dan, whose job is it from the White House to handle messaging? Like if there's a, like with the border wall.
Usually, the communication set apart the Trump administration, usually the communications director and or, like in our case, it was Mike Deaver. Mike Deaver was always doing the messaging, but they would do a senior staff meeting. They would talk about the message of the week. And so when I was director of event operations, I had all these folks. I'd go into the the senior staff meeting, and they would come up with what the message of the week, and then we would talk about who all would be giving that message out.
Okay. I ask that to say this. Whoever the guy is for Trump, they need to call down there to the Border Patrol guy that's taking all these hostile interviews from this lady that loves the New York Times, and they need to teach that guy some verbal jiu-jitsu, how to turn all this stuff she's saying around on her and make her have a conversation on the spot she's not ready for. In other words, instead of him answering all her questions, take one of her questions and turn it around on her. You know, is it my job to come up with the funding to get all these people what they need? No, that's Congress's job, and they're not doing that. They said there's not a crisis. Sounds to me like you're describing a crisis to me. Is it a crisis to you? Would you consider this a crisis?
Yeah, I know. And let me tell you, the typical press answer to something like that is that I'm the one asking the questions, you're not.
Okay, well, that's good. Have a nice day. I'll see you later when you check back in reality. It's called a conversation, right?
Yeah, I think
that'd be the perfect opportunity. I'm sorry. That'd be the perfect opportunity to point out that we need to have a conversation, not an interrogation. You know, you want to interrogate the officials. You don't want to have a conversation with them. That's what's wrong with Washington. Everybody wants, one side wants to interrogate the other side and to know behoovement of the people that is affected and us.
Well, the press started doing this during the Romney time period and when people were running for office, and they mainly and almost exclusively only do it to conservatives and Republicans. But even Chris Wallace does that.
Well, Dan, I don't know who Chris, I know you talk about him, but since you watch all those shows for me, I don't know if he's a good guy or a bad guy.
He used to be. He's Mike Wallace's son. He's on Fox. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to win over the hearts of the liberals so he can be accepted by them.
Well, be true to thy own self. To thy own self, be true, right?
In the there you go, exactly there. Right.
Well, that's all I got to say about that. If these people would do some, if they were honest with themselves and asked if they really wanted to get this done, I don't think we'd have any of this. But then, what would they beat us over the head with?
That's the problem. Is you have a press that's not willing to get in there and do something about it.
Dan, that's all I can say about that. They need to get in a room with a couple of folks and get straightened out. You know how we used to get couple sizes too big for our britches, and Dad or Mom would take them up for us, do the hemming on the spot.
There you go.
We need to get the press like that. I don't know how you do it, but somebody needs to.
Well, I appreciate the telephone call. Great talking to you, Eric.
All right, fellas.
Wayne, hang on for me. Coming back to you. Dan Moore Show on a Monday. Right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
For the words of the prophets were written on the studio wall.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As a kid, I got a kick out of helping my grandpa string up a white sheet in the living room while grandma loaded the reel with home movies. I even enjoy watching the VHS tapes my parents took of me at my first soccer game. My poor dad. Running around the field with that huge camcorder on his shoulder, huffing and puffing. I capture all my kiddos' moments on my phone. I don't want to lose this visual history, as I like to call it. I did my research and trusted Dan Black Studios to convert our files and films. Dan Black Studios has provided quality professional video services to the River Region for over 30 years and can convert anything to a DVD or digital format. 8mm films, slides, VHS tapes. iPhone videos and pictures, I mean everything. Dan Black Studios' processing facility is in Montgomery, unlike the big box stores, so you don't have to worry about anything being lost in transit. Preserve your visual history. Call Dan Black Studios at 334-279-6036.
News. I'm Pam Puzo. Billionaire money manager Jeffrey Epstein pleading not guilty in Manhattan federal court. He's accused of abusing dozens of underage girls.
Epstein looked disheveled but calm. He was in a blue prison uniform. He did not have any shackles around his feet or any handcuffs. Epstein is 66 years old, and if he is convicted, he faces up to 45 years in prison.
Fox's Brian Yenis. Epstein will remain in jail until his Thursday bail hearing. Suspects being sought in Georgia, where a sheriff's deputy was shot and killed, one man charged with murder.
The second suspect was tracked by canine to a residence in the same area and was taken into custody after being found hiding under that house.
Hall County Sheriff Gerald Couch, Deputy Nicholas Dixon died following a shootout with people who police say crashed a stolen car. This is Fox News.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We'll be radar watching again today, hoping for some thunderstorms. And I think the rain chances are at least decent later on this afternoon and this evening before they fade out tonight. So hopefully some towns will get some decent downpours. Today's high 96, low tonight 76. Tomorrow up to about 97 with some spotty thunderstorms here and there. Then on Wednesday and especially Thursday and Friday, we'll bump up the rain chances a notch or two as we watch developments in the Gulf of Mexico. High temperatures in the low to mid 90s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery, where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
.27 2928, that's where we are. Want to get your shots in? Well, you better call. Wayne did. Let's go to the phones and go to Wayne. Wayne, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Good afternoon, Dan and Jelly.
Wayne, how was your fourth, my friend?
My fourth was, it absolutely could have been better, Dan. I spent it at Baptist East.
What happened? Why were you at Baptist East?
Oh, just an out-of-the-blue ailment that put me down for a few days.
Are you okay?
But we're back among the living, and that's a good thing.
Are you okay?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Stupendous.
But it was
ready to go.
It was an ailment versus something else.
Yes, sir. Double pneumonia, actually.
Whoa!
Yeah, out of the blue. What in the world?
Where did that come from?
I asked that same question, Dan. I was told it was just a matter of bad luck.
Really?
And I thought, well, that was some sure enough bad luck.
It really was, man. I ain't hanging around you with that kind of bad luck.
I don't blame you. I'm considering changing my place also.
You're considering not being around yourself too, huh?
Hey, the reason I called,
yes, sir?
There's a piece of information that I was unaware of. Maybe there's some other folks that are unaware of this, but with the whole separation of the immigrant kids and all that kind of stuff, I understood that by law, when they come, the adults are treated as adults, and so they are kept in a detention center.
Correct.
The kids by law are separated because they don't want them in a detention center. So they are held in, and I forget what the word they used for these facilities was, but they've got all the accoutrements they need, the toiletries, so on and so forth. But by law, and correct me if I'm wrong, this happened under the Clinton administration. They have to separate those families so that the children are not treated criminally or you probably have a better word for that. So that was new to me. Didn't make any difference to me that they were separated, but it sounds to me like they are obligated to be separated.
Interesting. And I think there may be some truth to that, but we're going to do a little homework on that and confirm that.
Okay, great. That, I mean, it's not going to change any lib's mind, but, you know, misinformation gets consumed a lot. So, you know, a little bit of correct information may go a long way.
There you go. You know, that's something that the networks are kind of lacking in, that correct information.
Yes, sir. You are absolutely right. So, hey, good show, Dan, I have enjoyed it today, so I'll keep listening until it's done.
Well, I appreciate you, Wayne, and I tell you, you got a hard-working crew out there at East Chase.
Hey, thanks. I'll pass that along.
I mean, it's I was out there, and I was going like, man, you guys are out here working on a Friday, and it's you're doing your stuff here.
Yes, sir. Got to keep it looking good.
There you go. Well, it does look looks very good. Wayne, you have a great day.
Thanks,
appreciate you, my friend. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan. How you doing today?
Very good.
All right. I'm calling, and I wanna say first, what I'm about to say, I don't want it to come out as I'm trying to be mean, because I'm only painting a picture of reality, what I'm about to say. I've been to Mexico, and I've been to a lot of different parts of Mexico. And those detention centers they have down there on the border, and the places where they're holding the illegals that are trying to cross and everything like that, they're a lot nicer. And they get a lot nicer and a lot more than they ever had in most places down in Mexico. There's a lot of places down in Mexico, and this is no lie, Dan, they don't have running water.
Yeah.
And they don't eat every day.
Well, particularly when you go to places like Guatemala and Honduras,
right? And the sad part is the way the media is laying everything out is just like we're the most horrible, worst place on earth. And I'm like, obviously, you haven't been there. You know, you haven't been to those places where they live. Compare where they're at now compared to where they came from, and then tell me they had it bad.
Well, I'll tell you something else that kind of made me mad, and I absolutely agree with you. Do you remember the little drawings that the kids were doing, that they were behind bars and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something that someone that's in that business tells me, is that a kid can come in and a counselor can basically supplant the concept. You know, can you do a drawing about the things that you don't like about being here? Or can you do a drawing that depicts you as being a prisoner in here? Isn't that the way you feel? And so they don't even let, when they do divorce cases and they have kids that are doing, they used to, a while back when this kind of concept started out, you used to have the kid going, here's a picture of daddy with hurting mommy type thing. And they would do that as evidence. And the court just basically said, we ain't doing that anymore because you can supplant something in the kid's mind that isn't there.
Right. You can take a child and you can convince anybody you want to convince through that child that a situation, the worst situation they've ever been
in. Yeah.
And that's just by, you know, a child is a sponge, and whatever you put in is going to come out. And when it comes out,
you know, it's not always what it was, what it seems. And I don't know. I just get kind of real aggravated with the way every time I turn. It's like every time I turn on the news, what did Trump do? What has he done wrong?
What has he done wrong today?
Right, and it even goes back so far as, you know, with the women's rights things and this and that. And I'm like, well, you know, this stuff's been going on long before Donald Trump ever took office. Why were y'all not all over Obama and Clinton and Bush and all these guys? Like, where were y'all at when they were in office?
Yeah.
Why were y'all not pushing this motive then?
I'm hearing you, John. And the other thing that the clinical psychologist told me is that for them to have multiple pictures from different kids to all be the same, she said that is very suspicious. That's not what kids do. And it just didn't happen that way. She said somebody supplanted
too
that.
Too many similarities.
Yeah.
Well, not the same. It's like to keep the pictures that were being drawn, you could tell if they were being told to draw.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. I do appreciate the time, Dan. And can I get in on
23? You certainly can, John.
All right.
Give me the month and day of birth. Did you get that, Joey?
No, say that again, John.
517.
Gotcha.
517. John, tally-ho, you have a great day.
You too, man. Y'all have a great one.
Thanks. Papa B, Papa B. Hey, Papa B.
Hey.
How are you?
Had a great fourth, man. I'm doing just super fantastic.
So, what was the best thing that you? What was the best thing you ate during the fourth?
You know what? We just grilled out. That's all we did.
I like that.
Had a nice little time by the pool, and it was just, you know, me and Mama D. My daughter has bought a house, so she's been over there busy remodeling it. So we tried to stay away from that. As much as possible.
Yeah, there you go. Get out of the way so they won't put you to work.
There you go. But a nice restful time. That's how I characterize. And my other child, my son, he's hauled off and gone off to the Grand Canyon.
Ooh.
He's on a nice little trip there. Yeah, oh yeah, he's having a blast. I just got off the phone with him. So heading down to San Antonio now. And one of our ancestors actually fought and died with Davy Crockett there at the Alamo. So look at the list of names and you'll see not an ancestor, not a direct ancestor, but a relative. Oh,
cool.
Same name, but anyway, pretty cool. But, you know, this Epstein thing.
Yeah.
Is coming back into focus here a little bit.
Yeah.
And what do you think is going to happen with it, Danny? Are we going to get some exposure on some folks? Is this part of the infamous five buckets that's coming down? Part of it? What do you think?
Well, if you listen to MSNBC and CNN, they've got like Trump standing outside the door of Epstein's bedroom waiting for the girl to come to see him. Type thing. I mean, it just, I think the press is going to do the innuendo and things to try to put Trump at the scene of the crime.
Sure.
And
do you think go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, and the stuff that they're talking about dates back to 2000, I believe it's 2 through 5.
From what I understand of it, Trump took a hitched ride on a plane with Epstein's son. And that was the end, you know, the short and the long of it there. But they're going to try to make any connection that they can. And if they can't, they just make it up.
They're going to try to put him at the scene of the crime.
Absolutely. But now, what about all these other folks? Clinton,
Bill Clinton.
All these other folks. Are we going to get some exposure of some other folks?
And I don't know the answer to that question. It's I would think that the way that they would have to do it, we'd have to see some of Epstein's people that were the brokers for this stuff, basically pin some other people. Now, I'll tell you something. I was involved in, when I was doing the Organized Crime and Pornography Commission and things like that, one of the things that people do is instead of doing hiring a lobbying firm or somebody to influence legislators or business people. People use human trafficking for that, particularly when you cross-pollinate the pornography business with organized crime. Very, 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 very big. And very substantial in Washington, D.C., by the way.
And they use it as a means of extortion and corruption.
Well, it's mainly, when I was there, that can be true. They can use it as blackmail, but they if they ever cross that line, they will be out forever. And so, but what they really do is they do it because you're my person that's giving me my hookup. Same thing happens with drugs, too. But you know, you're my hookup person, so you're going to keep me happy. I'm going to make you happy. But that was.
I got a thought here. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying that was very predominant when I was working on those two commissions.
Yeah. It's just something that I'm thinking about. Maybe this is not right. But I have a feeling this has to do with the Anthony Weiner laptop, some of the stuff that's on that. And I also have always sort of suspected that there are elements of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party that are tied in with the drug cartels and the human trafficking cartels from Mexico and other places. What do you think about that? Do you think there's any...
I haven't seen any evidence of anything like that.
Okay.
I don't see any connectivity there.
Okay, well, I haven't either, but I have a feeling that we might be finding out some things here before long. One thing for sure is Epstein is back in trouble thanks to a good attorney general doing his job, which is what should have always been done. And somebody that's willing to really go after people, no matter how much money they might have or influence they might have, is refreshing to see.
Well, remember that this came from the Southern District of New York, U.S. Attorney's Office. Now, it doesn't mean that the DOJ didn't have some type of routing mechanism with it. Matter of fact, I'm about to play for this final segment some stuff about the IG report I think Papa B's going to enjoy.
Well, let's hear it, Dan. I've been waiting on it for 3 years.
You're going to have to wait a little longer, but there's a reason you're waiting on it. Papa B, thanks for the telephone call. Got to go to the break. Final segment. Yeah, we're going to get the, why is the IG report taking so long? We're going to get Catherine Harris to comment on that. Then we have Dan Bongino that's going to be adding some interesting commentary. Dan, our show, we're going to be back after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
the premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. Yes, about to head out of here. Okay, so let me tell you what I want to do. We have Catherine Harris who's going to be talking about the IG report, and she's going to be talking about why it's going to be running a little late. Now, we hit this a little bit last week, but I've got some more information between kind of some sources to share with you.
The wait for a report on alleged surveillance abuse of a Trump campaign aide is going to last a little longer. Chief Intelligence Correspondent Catherine Herridge has information tonight about reluctant witnesses coming forward.
About the Mueller report today?
Attorney General William Barr recently testified that he believed the report into alleged surveillance abuse of Trump campaign aide Carter Page would be ready this spring.
I expect that that will be complete in probably in May or June.
But multiple sources tell Fox the timeline has slipped for a variety of reasons. Justice Department Inspector General Michael E. Horowitz recently became aware of new evidence about a senior State Department official's contact in mid-October 2016 with former British spy and anti-Trump dossier author Christopher Steele. The Steele timeline matters because days before the presidential election, the FBI and Justice Department used Steele's unverified research, paid for by Democrats, as part of their case to secure the Page surveillance warrant from the National Security or FISA court. Sources familiar with the matter said some key witnesses Horowitz wanted to talk to early in the case agreed at the 11th hour. And at least one witness who does not work for the FBI or DOJ began cooperating after Barr ordered Connecticut U.S. Attorney John Durham to launch a separate and broader investigation into the FBI Russia probe's origins. Fox was told recent developments have required some witnesses to be re-interviewed to deconflict accounts.
Like any investigation, you talk to one person, they give you a lead to talk to another person, then something that person tells you sends you back to the first person. And so it can be a very extensive, exhaustive process.
Horowitz and his office declined comment, but last year Horowitz testified the FISA investigation would take at least as long as his team's review of the FBI and DOJ's handling of the Clinton email case.
Wouldn't surprise me if we're in that million plus range again of documents. The last review, as you know, took us about, 16 months?
The FISA investigation involves highly classified records as well as sources and methods. The final report is subject to a classification review by the FBI and the Justice Department. Under a worst case scenario, that review itself could take weeks, Mike.
Okay, so the short part of that, you can hear Dan Bongino really comment on this, but is that new witnesses, and what she's talking about is the lady that Christopher Steele had met with. But the other thing is there are new people that are coming forward, and the key thing that Dan Bongino is going to talk about is why are they doing this. Now let's continue on with Catherine Herridge and talking about Durham finding out things here. And Durham's the key here.
Catherine, what does this mean for Durham's investigation, that investigation into the FBI Russia probe's origins?
Well, the Durham investigation, as you mentioned, has a different focus. It's the origins of the FBI's 2016 counterintelligence investigation. But my contacts believe that at least the conventional wisdom at this time is that Durham is unlikely to do anything very public or overt until the Horowitz investigation has been provided to FBI and DOJ leadership and is probably public as well, Mike.
Okay, so in other words, Durham is in the secret world. He's not down at the FBI. He's at another office location in Northern Virginia, I understand. He's completely isolated from everybody else. So now I want you to listen to Dan Bongino talking about he's going to comment on Peter King is going to make a comment, and he's kind of asked, but I want you to think about this when you're listening. Does Peter King know something when you hear him talk?
Representative Peter King, a Republican from New York, was on a program earlier this weekend and said he believes their abuses by intel agencies will be reviewed, will be revealed when Bill Barr's investigation, Huber, Horowitz come out. Here's what he had to say.
There's no legal basis at all for them to begin this investigation of his campaign and the way they carried it forward, the way information was leaked, the improper applications they filed in the FISA court to get surveillance. All of this is going to come out.
Do you believe we'll find no legal basis?
They won't. And I think what Congressman King is alluding to, and this is critical, the viewers need to understand this. There is a formal process, Pete, for opening up an FBI investigation. It's not guesswork. It's written out in their investigative manual. To do that and to implement those steps, like using spies, intelligence assets to spy on the Trump team, which happened, you have to meet criteria that was never met. This is not guesswork. The FBI has a manual to prevent this kind of malfeasance. You cannot open up a case on an American citizen and a campaign without meeting criteria. They were never met. I have to believe that's what he's talking about based on my research of the case. We cover it extensively. Mm-hmm, the process right. is check this box, check that box. They didn't check it.
So there's a process and they didn't follow the process. And that's going to be, I mean, it's like it either is or it isn't. So let's stay with Dan Bongino here. See if I can fit this in. I can. And he's going to be talking about people are flipping.
I heard a Catherine Herridge report over the last couple of days where they're going back to re-interview some of the people they talked to earlier to deconflict earlier accounts. Why is it, do you think, Dan, when Mr. Barr was up on Capitol Hill, I want to say in March or April, he said, I thought that the reviews would be done by the end of May. Early June. Here we are in July already.
Well, what's probably happening now is you get these people when they had no threat of being subpoenaed or potential either jail time or losing their jobs. They probably told one story, Steve. Now, all of a sudden, we have a U.S. attorney involved who has the ability to issue arrests, issue subpoenas. And all of a sudden, those tough guys and tough women involved aren't so tough anymore. Hence, they have to go and deconflict, meaning unlie their lies, meaning the lie they told before, they have to create another lie or actually tell the truth to deconflict their prior version of events.
It's getting deep.
And any sense on timing, Dan? I mean, is this something... When might we know?
Well, it depends on what these re-interviewed witnesses are saying and how deep the deconfliction of the lies is going to be. I would expect probably by the end of summer, I would hope. I had heard a lot of the IG's investigation was wrapped up. But again, if stories start to change and you get a cooperator that comes in and wants to give up the cookies in the cookie jar, you know, you better eat those cookies because you got a darn good case if you got an insider talking about what really happened from their perspective.
Well, let's see what happens.
Remember, right. One thing, guys, yes, I know we got to, but you know, it's one thing to get a story about robbing a bank from a videotape. It's another thing to get the story from the bank robber.
Lisa Page. And I think that's exactly what is happening. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
Guys, be good. Be safe.